Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We have a guest in the studio, and I'm not going to tell him your name. I'm just going to tell him it's the Orchid Man. So could you tell me your name, please?
Yeah, hello. My name's Stephen Oakes Munger, and I've just published a book on the wild orchids of the Isle of Wight.
And what made you come over here?
I fell in love with the island when I was young and came here several times, and when the opportunity came up to find a place here, my partner and I moved here. We'd had several holidays here, 10 years actually we came for holidays, and just fell in love with the place.
Oh, it's so easy to fall in love with, isn't it?
It certainly is.
We came over here, I've been here 8, and I wouldn't move. You couldn't pay me enough money to go. But did you realise that there was that many orchids on the Isle of Wight, or have you just found them all since you've been here?
Well, I kind of knew how many there were likely to be,
right.
And we moved here in 2019,
right.
And I thought, nobody's ever written a book on the orchids of the island, and I looked up how many there were in the flora of the Isle of Wight, and realised there were 18 species, and also 8 that we've lost, unfortunately.
And that was due to?
Farming practices, loss of habitat, possibly climate change.
So there's 18. So did you find them all yourself? Did you go and look for them? And
yeah.
To write your book, you need.
Yeah,
to know.
Yeah. Yes, I've seen. I know where they all are, and I haven't given too much away in the book because
don't.
It's the thrill of finding it for yourself, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And you went with your uncle. Your uncle got you started early, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. When I was about 12, he came on holidays with us and took us out and showed us various plants, particularly orchids, because he was into them.
Uh-huh.
And I went round Scotland with him twice, sleeping in the car some nights.
As you do, isn't
it? Yeah.
And how many orchids are in Scotland?
There's probably about 10 or 15. It varies because some of ours are now spreading northwards, we think because of climate change. And one of them that wasn't in Scotland in 2000 now is.
Right.
So
how does that happen? Is it just that...
It's just a change in weather conditions and maybe seed dispersal. The seed of orchids is very small.
Right.
It's dust-like and can travel, you know, long distances on the breeze.
Right. All right, that's interesting, isn't it? One minute it's here and it could be, and it's not been seen somewhere in the mainland,
yeah.
And all of a sudden it starts
to
grow. How does it, just, I assume the seed will just go into the ground and that's it. Does it matter what type of ground it needs?
Yeah, in the soil there are mycorrhizal fungi,
right.
which the seed needs to germinate and grow. And the fungus lives on the orchid during the winter, and the orchid goes back and does it the other way around in the summer.
Right.
So it's a symbiotic relationship.
So, helps.
They help one another.
Yeah, so, and without one or the other, they wouldn't survive,
yeah,
I assume.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's like a partnership that you need. So it's incredible, yes. So it must have been fun for you to actually, once you live here, is to go, you knew there was 18,
yeah.
So I assume you had to go and look for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there wouldn't be any direction saying it's over here.
No.
So how would you have started out to go, right, I want to go and get this one, or you just...
Well, you need to know your habitats. I mean,
right,
the chalk downland is always a favourite place to look first, because many of our orchids occur on the chalk downland.
And
woodland. We have various woodland species as well. In fact, the island has a wide range of habitats. We've got marshes, we've got bogs, a couple, and many of the orchids also occur in people's gardens.
Yeah, you said that there was a few that were in lawns and gardens all over the place as well, which is incredible, really, isn't it?
I suppose,
as you say, if it's a seed, if it's going with the wind, then it just depends when the wind stops, it's going to drop on whatever's available.
Well, there is some thinking that says some of the houses in Cowes, which have orchids on them, when the houses were built,
they
bought turfs. From the downland to use.
So I
don't know how much truth there is in that, but
well, yes, I suppose it wouldn't be able to just say, well, I want to go here, because it wouldn't know. But yes, but it's interesting that it's gone that far, especially a plant from here going to Scotland.
It takes
a lot of doing that, doesn't
it? The one I was talking about is the bee orchid, and that used to be in northern. It's found up as far as northern England, but in recent years it has spread north and is now found halfway up Scotland.
All right, okay, so, very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, have you got a website?
Yes, I have.
Just mention your website or Facebook or whatever, how people can get in contact.
Orchids of the Isle of Wight, or look up my name on there.
Actually just put orchids and your name came up straight away.
Yeah.
So I went Google, stuff like that. So it's very good. You're very keen conservative conversationist, aren't you? Who's fought to just get your teeth into that one. You've fought to save the Isle of Wight orchids from habitat destruction and neglect as well. The trouble is, if there's a possibility of you losing a couple of species, the trouble is you can't dig them up and put them somewhere else.
No,
because they would die anyway, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, you can't. They don't take to being moved because of the relationship with the fungus.
Right.
I mean, attempts have been made at that. In fact, I was given some plants from a person's lawn in 1971, which I moved to my mum's house in Hertfordshire. And when I moved back to the island in 2019, I brought them with me. So those individual plants have been alive for 50 years or more.
That's amazing. Right, we're back with Stephen Oakes Munger, the Orchid Man. Now, you've gone to read us a passage out of one of your books, one of the books, aren't you?
Yes. This is from a trip to Scotland with my uncle. During our second orchid hunting trip to Scotland, we explored Loch Rannoch, Loch Shiel, and the Isle of Skye. One memorable afternoon, we had stopped in a deep mountain valley, sitting on folding chairs and enjoying a cup of tea, when an RAF jet suddenly tore down the valley. Neither Uncle nor I saw it coming until it was directly in front of us. The tremendous roar sent us both leaping from our seats, tea flying in all directions in a heavy shower, or as I like to call it, typhoon tea.
That actually happened, yeah?
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the noise must have been incredible as well.
Definitely.
Especially when you're not ready for it.
Not expecting it, no.
No. Right, so if we just... your book was published on June the 7th, wasn't it?
Yes.
And where is it available? Where can you get the book?
Medina Books have got it. Various other small... shops on the island, Brystone Store, Ventnor Post Office, or it's available direct from me through my Facebook and website.
Right, okay. Well, thank you so much. It's very interesting to hear of something that's actually good on the island, and it's unusual for someone to be just picture an orchid. Yeah. And they are a beautiful, I have to say. We've got one, and the flower was just amazing. You just stand and look at it, and it's just a one-off.
Yeah.
But it's been very nice. Thank you for coming in anyway and telling us all about it. So we wish you all the very best. And I'm sure if there's any events that you're doing, I'll give you my email address. You just give us a call or something like that, and you either come in or you just tell me, and we'll put it over the air.
Lovely. Thank you.